This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
On Hope 103.2, joining us, the author of Frankie and the Bankshare and the businesswoman behind Five Little Bears, Leanne Myrner. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Laura.
Frankie and the Bankshare, it's a beautiful story. It's one that that takes us through the relationship between a little boy and his growing understanding of Australian natives. And I will say congratulations for the fact that it took home an award at the New York City Big Book Awards. Quite impressive. But tell us the story of this book and how it kind of came to life.
I wanted to be able to. So my boys are always, as kids are, very inquisitive on just everything, I suppose, in life. And we go camping a lot, and our boys were constantly asking us questions about plants. And then in 2019, there was the bushfire, so they're asking a lot of questions about the bushfires. And I just sort of wanted to explain as best as possible how nature actually relies on fire and how important it is. So I started to do some research, and just I had learnt so much just in the research that I was doing. And I just sat there and just went, like, how do I now write that? My initial idea was to be able to make an educational resource that could teach kids about Australian native plants. And there was just so much information, I wasn't able to put that into a puzzle. So someone had said to me, why don't you just put it into a children's book? And I had not ever thought of becoming an author or doing anything along those sorts of lines of things. So we actually happened to just be away camping with our boys' caravan park. The boys are all feeding these lorikeets, and the next day we've gone for a ride and one of our kids is ridden off and left us. So we're searching the caravan park for 45 minutes for him and starting to get into a bit of panic mode. And we actually found him up a tree feeding the lorikeets.
Wow.
And he's just standing there with these two. He'd gone back to the caravan, got apples, and he's just standing there underneath the tree feeding these birds. So I think my boys have definitely had a really big influence in writing the book. I think it's just they've learned so much in this, so I really feel that there's such a big need for children to actually learn about the environment around them.
Why do you feel that understanding of native plants and appreciating Australia's native environment is so important?
Well, I think, obviously, we live in Australia. I really wanted to try and show children the importance of these plants actually home a lot of insects, and if these insects don't survive, those plants don't survive. So I really wanted to try and capture the whole ecosystem of these plants and just how important they really are. So there's not really anything out there for a child to really learn and understand how important the bees are, the birds are, and cross-pollination and fruiting. It's trying to educate the younger generation for the future, I suppose.
It's just incredible, Leanne. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing and for your time today.
Not a problem. Thank you, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.